Yo, it's 10:16 a.m. So, sorry I didn't do a show Friday, but I just didn't have time. It couldn't get done. But, I don't think anybody really missed it. I could probably do a show 4 days a week. I could probably do no show and it'd be fine. But, I like to do it, so I guess I'll keep doing it for now. I don't even like... Do I like to do it? I guess I do. I like it when I'm done. The actual waking up and realizing, like, oh, I'm going to record today. Particularly like Monday, today, like I didn't record the past 3 days. I mean, oh yeah, I can't. I gotta do this before I do anything else. It's a little, I got mixed feelings about it. But I can't get good at just talking into my phone to nothing if I don't do it every day for I don't know how long. It's still not good. This episode starts badly already. It should be good. I had 3 days off. I should be like strong, come out of the gate with a bunch of stuff to talk about. I don't know. Went to Northampton, Massachusetts, and New Haven, Connecticut. Had a lot of fun. Great shows. Yesterday, I went to see this show. It's going off-Broadway. I don't know if it's off-Broadway. I don't even understand what is officially off-Broadway as opposed to off-Broadway or, like, got nothing to do with Broadway. But I think it might have been... But this show called Nanette, by this comedian, Hannah, I forget her name. I gotta look up her name, because this show is it is insane how good it is. It's like not straight comedy, because Hannah Gadsby, I think it's supposed to be a Netflix special eventually. Hannah Gadsby. I don't know if she... I think she's touring with this show. I don't know if she's doing any more dates in America. She's Australian. And I think she's famous in, like, England and stuff. But if she happens to be doing this show where you live, go see it. It's very thought-provoking. And emotional. I don't know how to explain it. I didn't know nothing. I didn't know anything about it going in, and that's the way I think everybody should go into it. But it made me feel like a real fraud. It's like, oh, I'm not doing anything. This person's doing something real. But then you get over that. Every once in a while, you see an artist, and you're like, oh, this person is a genius. I don't know if I can be as good as them. And then you got to put that out of your mind and just say, oh, I'm the best, and forget that that person exists. That's what I have. If I don't think I'm the best, then what am I doing? Woman wins $1.2 million on $18 Kentucky Derby bet. Sorry, my air conditioner's on. It's like humid in here. It got hot in here last night, so I turned the air conditioner on. I ain't gonna be able to turn it off. So you're gonna hear that in the background for right now. And in the future, I'll try to remember to turn it off. It just went out again. So, but this woman, she put $18 on whatever horse won the Kentucky Derby and got $1.2 million. I don't know. Did anybody, everybody vote on that? Everybody that, did I say vote? Everybody that bet on that horse just get rich? Or did she bet something special, like win, place, show or some shit? Doesn't matter. We can't all go now and bet on the Kentucky Derby. But that's a lot of money. I hope she quit her job or some shit. Although, I guess most people are not in the position to quit their job over $1.2 million before taxes. But maybe I need to start gambling on horses. I need to get some of that. You know, they always have, in the movies, you know, there's always a tip. You get like a tip that there's a fix in for this horse. And then I always like talking about, like, I love gambling. I love the idea of it. I love the rush that I would get when I first ever gambled. But then I never won anything. I just would lose so much that it doesn't really, I don't have any positive, like, associations with it. There was like that one time I won like $600 in a slot machine once. But then anytime I tried to do any game, but then, you know, you end up losing however much. Yeah, I just never won again. And then anytime I played cards or bet on a horse or did any of that shit, nothing. So it's like, you know, you got to get like one of those wins to give you like a taste, and then you're like, oh, I gotta get that again. Or start reading about the horses, become a real. I think you could probably. But that, is there anybody that's really good at that? That's like the horse genius. I don't know. Australian experts release world's first statement calling for exercise to be prescribed to all cancer patients, saying the evidence of benefits is indisputable. Oh, man. Now, I think that'd be kind of a double bummer of, like, you got cancer. Oh, fuck, man. Like, well, and you gotta go do CrossFit or some shit. You gotta go, here's your trainer. You're dying and you need exercise. Fuck. We're gonna give you chemo and you need to do some burpees. It's like, exercise is good though. Everybody, if you did, I'm just thinking about if I wasn't exercise, but I run, but they'd probably be like, that's not enough. You got to work on your core. I had a doctor tell me that. He's like, I was like, I run. He's like, you got to work on your core. I was like, I do push-ups. He's like, that doesn't work your core. Like, I do crunches. Is that a core? Like, you need more core. I don't know if you just got to work out wherever your cancer is, you know? Like, I don't know if you got the lung cancer, maybe then you need cardio. Does that work? No, that's the heart. I don't know anything. I'm not, none of this, I think I officially have to say I'm not a doctor. I can't recommend anything. Or a personal trainer. Let's do one more story and then I gotta get out of here. I actually got work to do today. I know I say that every day, but it's always true. It's one teenage girl killed seconds after taking off seatbelt to take a selfie. Was she driving the car? Because if she's taking a selfie while driving a car, well, that is not good. If she would still be here, she had her killed seconds and with three friends in the car near I don't think she was driving. I don't, let's see, I never wore a seatbelt in the backseat. Jacqueline always wore a seatbelt. And then I put it on. But it's like if I'm riding in a cab, it feels silly. Although, you're not going that fast in a cab in New York City. But I guess I'll do it. Everybody wear your seatbelts. That's the end of the show. Buckle up, everybody. Exercise and wear seatbelts. But also, I don't know, do something dangerous. Have some unprotected sex or something. I'm not telling you to do that, but, you know. Pick your own dangerous thing to do. Don't smoke cigarettes. Yeah, smoke some cigarettes. They're good. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.